Hi everyone, welcome back to Developer's Introduction to Data Science. So let's learn together what is model interpretability and how we can use model interpretability toolkits for our machine learning and data science solutions. So interpretability is critical for data scientists, but also auditors and business decision makers to ensure compliance with the company's policies, industry standards, and government regulations. As you can see here, I list three different categories that I think are very, very interested in using model interpretability to explain their machine learning models. These are data scientists, because they need the ability to explain their models to executive or to other stakeholders, customers, so that they can understand the value and the accuracy of their findings. We have legal auditors. They for sure require tools to validate models with respect to regulatory compliance and monitor how models' decisions are impacting other people. Finally, business decision makers, they need a sort of a peace of mind by having the ability to provide the transparency for end users. So this allows them to earn and maintain trust. In Azure Machine Learning, we have different interpretability classes that you can see here. For example, we have the AzureML.explain.model. This is the main package that contains functionalities supported by Microsoft. We have the AzureML.contribute.explain.model. This is a preview and these experimental functionalities that you can try. Finally, we have also the AzureML.train.AutoML Explainer. This is a package for understanding and explaining your automated machine learning models. Using these different classes and methods in SDK, you can explain model prediction, you can achieve model interpretability, which is very important, and you can use interactive visualization. So let's see what I mean with the interactive visualizations. We have two different types of visualization. We have global visualizations. For example, the following plots provide an overall overview of the trained model along with its predictions and explanations. And in terms of plots, you can use them for data exploration, global importance, explanation exploration, summary, and so on. And then we have what we call local visualizations. You can load the individual feature importance plot for any data point by clicking on any of the individual data points in different plots. As you can see, in terms of plots, we have the local importance, perturbation exploration, individual conditional expectations. So all of these are visualizations that allows you to understand better what your model is doing and why it's predicting a specific type of results. As I mentioned, interpretability is also available for automated machine learning. In order to enable feature importance for a train and sample model, you can use the explain underscore model function. And in order to enable feature importance for each individual run prior to training, you can set the model underscore explainability parameter to true in your AutoML config object, along with providing the validation data. So this is, again, very important if you want to use a different interpretability toolkits with your machine learning and automated machine learning models. To learn more, you can go to aka.ms/model interpretability.